Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you, Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think. A Prayer for God's Greatness, written by Gwen Smith and read by Kelly Givens. But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, and all of us are the work of your hand. Isaiah 64:8. We don't have to look far to be amazed by the handiwork of our Creator. David was in constant wonder of him as he looked at the sky. He writes, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? And in Job chapter 38, we read about a wounded and weary man who spoke to God of his frustration and challenged the Almighty on the painful things he had allowed him to endure, and God responded out of a mighty storm. Through divine questions, God made it clear that we, the created, will not understand the nature of his workings, and confirmed that by him all life and nature is brought into existence and sustained. God's questions left Job with a proper perspective of the power and awesomeness of our Creator. Job eventually replied, I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, but I have no answer. Twice, but I will say no more. I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. I shake my head and bend my knee at this in fresh awareness that God is so much greater than I know. God's greatness is written in the stars. It's written in the foundations of the earth. It's written in the crashing waves. And by grace, it's written on my heart. Let's pray. Holy Lord, there is none like you, and your greatness is unsearchable. Thank you for writing your love on the fabric of humanity and on all that is created by your hands. Thank you for expressing your love to me in the intricate, delicate details of my life. I stand in awe and bless your great name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast, Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.